For those who like historic anniversaries, we are 30 years from the week when things started going downhill for President Nixon.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
On July 24, 1973, he wrote to Chairman Sam Ervin of the Senate Watergate Investigating Committee, refusing to turn over the Oval Office tapes that the committee had learned about from White House Assistant Alexander Butterfield. Eventually, a unanimous Supreme Court ordered Nixon to surrender the tapes, and from them the committee and the special prosecutor learned of the smoking gun, Nixon's effort to get the CIA to take the rap for the Watergate break-ins and wiretaps. Presidents should have learned from that not to mess with America's spy agency. And yet the Bush White House has tried to use the CIA to get it out of an embarrassing situation. In the State of the Union address last January, the administration tried to dramatize the threat from Iraq by saying that Iraq had tried to buy uranium ore from Africa. The White House was the victim of a hoax based partly on forged documents. And when retired Ambassador Joseph Wilson, after a visit to Niger, blew the whistle on the uranium deal, the question became, who was responsible for letting the president make that statement? CIA Director George Tenet was induced to issue a statement accepting responsibility, although he had not cleared the speech. That was bizarre because the agency had fought hard to keep the uranium story out of presidential speeches. So somebody discovered that a little constructive leaking might be in order. And the next thing you know, Walter Pincus of the Washington Post, who has excellent connections in the intelligence community, came out with a front-page story about the two memos that the agency had sent to the White House last October, 3 months before the State of the Union, voicing strong doubts about an African uranium deal. Using the CIA as a front had failed, and now White House personnel started coming forward to take the blame. The Bush White House was learning a 30-year-old lesson. Don't mess with the CIA to solve your problems. This is Daniel Shore.